News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:35 p.m. We are in the afternoon drive on a Friday, folks. And so be careful on the way home. We got plenty of reports out there about delays out on I-65 south from 72 in the Athens area down towards the 565 interchange. Just be aware. And then I got a report a moment ago, unconfirmed as to what's happening, but that there's a large police presence rushing down the parkway near university. So just track that. You might want to check in with your apps or your local weather and news stations. We don't have any more updates of what I just told you, and if we get them, we'll tell you before I go. But just stay tuned and be careful. That being said, too, when you're headed home, you might want to drop in and get a bite to eat. Or here's an idea. I love this. There's always the possibility of a, you know, Saturday morning breakfast at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe is literally the kind of place where you can go in and you can have breakfast for dinner if you want to, but they've got a menu that will blow your socks off. And so if you are looking at the possibilities of maybe an extra Saturday morning something, like you want, you know what, you're going to get yourself an omelet, but no, you're going to get a womlet when you go to Just Love Coffee Cafe. A womlet? What is a womlet? Well, how about eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots, all grilled or cooked together in a waffle iron, so it comes out super light and fluffy with that kind of waffly look, sprinkled with black pepper. That's called the womlet. They got breakfast burritos. They got the bacon tater. They got the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Get you a cup of cappuccino or a fresh steaming cup of black coffee, freshly ground. Just Love Coffee Cafe. What a cool place. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They are open on Saturday mornings. I would check it out. Man, oh, man. Just Love Coffee Cafe. I got a caller who, I tell you what, Copper, have you got an update there on what do you got there on the bridge?
Oh, yeah. I posted on social media asking if anybody knew what was going on, and another person replied saying it's a bridge inspection.
So on the you're talking about the I-65?
Yes.
All right, so I-65, but it's still a big delay, is what we're hearing?
Correct.
All right, so a bridge inspection near the 560, probably the 565 bridge, actually, the overpass there. But
yeah.
All right, folks, be aware. If I got a caller on line 5 still, let me grab that. He held on during the break. Line 5, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you. And normally I don't like to do Fox Mulder and conspiracy theories, but I did not know that Will Smith was technically in what is an open marriage, or stated that way. I don't believe in that's anything open in a marriage that way. But is there any chance that perhaps Chris Rock, and if it's an open marriage, maybe either one of him, Will Smith or his wife, who in a relation with him?
Oh, Brian, so I don't know that I even want to go.
Fox Mulder on you.
I don't know that I even want to go. I think you went Jerry Springer on me, Brian. I don't know that I even want to go down that road. Oh my gosh. And he hung up and left me hanging with it. Brian from Huntsville, thank you, man. He's a great caller. I don't have an answer to that question, but I ain't gonna speculate any further than what just happened. All right, listen. Folks, if you want to call in, I'll take it. Come on in. 866-494-9866. It's Friday afternoon. What you got? I'm going to start talking about number 3 on the Triple Dipper, but I'll take your calls along the way if you want to interject. So number 3 on the Triple Dipper is Biden Bucks. So what am I saying here? Well, what I'm saying is the Biden administration is apparently gloriously adept at spending money. And also, by the way, of ruining the economy. That's just Phil Williams' opinion. I'm sorry. There it is. But I think it's shared by many. So a story here off of CNN, just pulled this a couple days ago. You may recall that President Biden recently came out with his budget proposal. Well, how does that affect our defense spending? Well, I got to thinking this story is probably worthwhile for so many in the defense industry. Like I said earlier, still wearing the green suits out at Redstone Arsenal, the veteran community. So President Joe Biden's fiscal year 2023 Pentagon budget includes $813 billion in spending for national defense. All right, that's big. That's a 4% increase of $31 billion total from the previous year's budget. Now, He claims he's doing this in response to world events, and I agree. I don't think there's any question that we don't have world events that indicate that a strong national defense is necessary. It also includes $773 billion in funding specifically for the Pentagon in the coming year, all right? Now, Congress will wind up setting the spending levels. This is only the president's proposal, but there it is. Now, there's $6.9 billion in there for funding what is being known as or being called the European Deterrence Initiative. It's basically building out a more robust ability to defend against Russian aggression, I guess if you get down to it, and support Ukraine. There's a Ukraine support built into this budget. U.S. Army troop levels right now, listen up, Redstone. U.S. Army troop levels are poised to drop by 3,000, according to CNN's reports. The U.S. Navy is proposing to decommission 24 ships. The Pentagon is going to reduce the number of F-35s that they're purchasing down to 61 compared to 85 the previous year. They're also looking at retiring the A-10 attack plane, which, boy, I'd hate to see that gone. All these things are happening. However, there is increased spending in other ways, not the least of which is the fact that research, development, procurement, military acquisitions, if you will, is increasing, having one of its largest investments ever, up to $276 billion to go further into what's known as force modernization. So there's the spending that is being touted and contemplated by the Biden administration. Now, how are they doing this? Deficit spending, first of all, that's happening. But yet, if you listen to Biden give his speech, which I know it's hard, but sometimes you just got to do it. But if you listen to Biden give his speech and the talking points that come out of it, they are reducing the deficit. They're going to reduce the deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Okay, $1 trillion over the next 10 years. That's a drop in the bucket in Washington speak, all right? However, they say they're doing it. How is it they are spending more but yet reducing the deficit? That can only happen if you project increased revenues. That's why, according to CNBC, storyline dated March 28th, the Biden proposal purports to raise the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. So there you go, tax and spend. That's exactly what that is. We need to spend more money. How do we spend more money? Well, we got to have more money to spend. Well, not always. Don't we just print it sometimes? Well, sure we do. I'll tell you what, though. We can't keep printing money. We can't print fast enough. Let's go ahead and let's collect some more. Collect some more? What do you mean? We're going to raise taxes. Oh, boy. That'll give government more money to spend. Yep, there it is. 28% up from the Trump tax cut rate of 21%. He also proposes a new 20% minimum tax on the top 1% of earners and households making more than $100 million. Okay, I know some people will go, well, they're making $100 million. Yeah, I get it. I'm looking at the overall notion, the principal effect of raising taxes. Now, in doing this, they're also raising the potential top individual tax bracket to 39%. 39%. A minimum tax of 20%. I talked about that one already. They're repealing several tax breaks for oil and gas producers. Hey, all you oil and gas producers, why aren't you out there drilling? Never mind our burdensome regulations and the fact that we don't understand your oil and gas leases are not all, you know, researched yet. We're also going to, by the way, make it more costly for you. We're going to tax you more. Okay, let's do it. Taxes, they're doing away with a number of tax deferrals and other things. So basically what they're doing is they're raising taxes to pay for increased spending. Now, in doing this, it's amazing to me to watch this happen in an inflationary setting that we're in right now. Well, the White House insists, according to the Washington Examiner, storyline dated 2 days ago, the White House insists that inflation won't keep the Biden budget from hitting its deficit goals. Really? Okay, so when you factor in their projections of reducing the deficit, so they're saying that they're projecting X amount of cost, which means they got to have X amount of revenue. And to get to X amount of revenue, they got to raise taxes by X amount. But they're also basing that upon costs which have a baked-in factor of inflation. Inflation right now is at 7.9% with no indications of declining. They have factored in an inflationary aspect of 2.3%. Basically, what that means is the Biden administration has underscored the inflationary aspects of their budget proposals by 5.6%. I am not an economist. I am not a great mathematician. But I look at numbers and I say, sometimes they just don't add up. And that's not because of Common Core math. That's because they just don't add up. And I'm looking at this thinking, if you're the one putting the budget together, and you're the one who has the top paid economist in the world, and you're the one who underscores inflation while it's ongoing now, and you're raising taxes under the belief that you'll get more money because surely those corporations and rich individuals won't move their money offshore to avoid you. I'm just saying, folks, I don't think they could find their backside with both hands. Biden bucks. Well, I got an interesting story that I'll pull up here in a minute when we get back from this break. It's from the New Yorker. It's a complete apologetic. It's just a total apologist approach to, well, here's the title of it. How should Democrats respond to rising inflation and high gas prices? Well, at least the title acknowledges the fact that they know there is rising inflation and high gas prices. But then they go on to say basically that we should accept it, and I'll tell you more about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Before I run out of time, and I'm going to take a call here in just a minute too, I got to tell you, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, you need to have your systems checked, folks. Check them now because the hot weather's coming. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they can service all of your HVAC needs, gas or electric systems, it does not matter. And they are serving the entire Huntsville, Madison, and surrounding areas as just a locally owned, veteran-owned small business that is doing great work. And they got a special right now running at Vandy's. They wanted me to let y'all know $69 per unit. They will come out. They'll give it a full servicing. They'll get it ready for the coming months, $69 per unit. But if something goes wrong with that unit for the next year thereafter, 10% off of any repairs they have to come out and do. That's Vandy's Heating and Air. That's the kind of service you can expect. They're not going to upsell you. They're going to give you a free estimate on any work that you need. Yes, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Check them out at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me jump over there real quick. Line one, Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, Phil. Thank you very much. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
It's kind of old here, but are the American taxpayers, you think, paying for Doug Jones to sit up there on the Supreme Court situation?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely are. There was an announcement that came out back in February that President Biden had nominated or appointed him as a special advisor to the president to help shepherd her through all the confirmation legislative processes. So, yes, I guarantee you our tax dollars are paying Doug Jones.
One other little quick thing. Does she not realize that Tommy Tuberville blitzed and sacked Doug Jones way behind the line of scrimmage in Alabama?
Nice. Well, I'm sure that was an interesting conversation when Doug Jones was taking her around. And he had to stop by a coach's office to introduce them. You
know? I'm sure that she couldn't run across anybody that knows more about Title IX than Tommy Tuberville does up there.
I would say that's true, and in fact, he's been pretty outspoken here the last few days. He used to be a women's basketball coach, and he says that basically Title IX is what brought women's sports to the forefront, and now they're crushing it. But
yep.
Hey, Mike.
One other little quick thing.
Yeah, man.
Last night, a TV commercial on Katie Britt being a lobbyist and was the big supporter of the gas tax. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've talked to Katie Britt about that on this very show. She was the president and the head of the Business Council of Alabama. And the BCA, as they call them, was one of the leading advocates during her tenure for the gas tax. And I know that to be a fact. Even before she got there, her predecessor, Billy Canary, who's a friend of mine, but Billy Canary was pushing for the gas tax, and I voted against it when I was still there. After I left, and a bunch of us left, Katie Britt took over around that same time. And sure enough, the BCA, they were one of the architects of the gas tax. She says that her board controlled it. She had no control over it. But it certainly happened while she was there, and her organization was one of the lead, proponents and architects of getting that gas tax done.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, Mike, you have a great weekend too. Hey, listen, folks, in the final moments here, let me just tell you this story that I pulled on from the New Yorker. It was dated a few days ago. Interesting piece. It might even be worth an entire segment because it's such an apologetic on behalf of Democrats. The title of it is, from the New Yorker, dated March 28th, "How Should Democrats Respond to Rising Inflation and High Gas Prices?" Huh. Well, like I said before the break, at least they acknowledge there's rising inflation and high gas prices. But then they go right into trying to apologize and go, but really, if you look at gross domestic product, it's really not that bad out there right now. Unemployment's down, too. Things are getting better. Okay. Bacon is 17% more. Gas is 62 cents more per gallon this month than it was last month on the average. Well, it goes on to talk about, it says things like, "Large numbers of Americans recognize the coronavirus and the war in Ukraine create extraordinary times." Yes, yes, they do. But then they talk about things that Democrats are wanting to do. Things like, a windfall tax on energy companies. Oh, that's going to work. Sure, that won't pass through to us at the pump. Or Bernie Sanders wanting an even larger windfall tax on any big corporation making more than usual profits. Or how about this? Their statement that from an economic perspective, taxing windfall profits during extraordinary circumstances is something that makes eminent good sense. I'm just telling you, folks, they don't have a clue what to do right now. All right, what a great week. And I'm going to have an even better night because right now I'm going to step away from the microphone and go see my grandbabies because we have a brand new one as of this week and she is a joy. And she and our grandson are the lights of our life. So anyway, I am headed out right now for that. You guys have an amazing weekend. I hope all goes well. Blessings on your time. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back on Monday. Take care.